This is program number LW2624. Well, whenever you're lonely, burdened, and troubled, do you ever wonder where God is when you need Him? Hi, this is Larry West. I've received a note from a lady. It reads this way. Oh, I need help. I'm so lost and alone. I'm burdened with that cry. And what troubles me more is that maybe that's the way you're feeling right now. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that I care. And I want to help. And I want you to write me. I'll give you the address in just a moment. But in case you don't pick up a pen and yet you're saying to yourself, I am hurting, I am lost, I am alone, then maybe what I can say right now will help. It might help for you to know that you're not alone when you hurt. A lot of people are suffering. You know, when a friend is killed in a car accident, or when someone's son comes home from war in a coffin, when someone's husband or wife dies at the end of a long, agonizing illness, or when parents are burdened with a retarded child, when we experience things like that, we know that human suffering is real and is now. And I guess our natural response is to ask, does God care when people suffer? I've talked to some who've asked me, if there is a God, why does He allow such suffering to go on? What good can it do, and what does it all mean? Now, I must admit, frankly, that those are hard questions. But believe it or not, there are answers to them. Some answers are obvious, some aren't. And maybe if I can share some answers, it will help you where you are now. Sometimes we people cause suffering to come upon ourselves. What I mean is, driving a car recklessly at 90 miles an hour will more than likely result in some kind of suffering. And it's nobody else's fault but our own. You know, a fella can't jump off a cliff and blame God when he hits the ground. Sometimes we bring it upon ourselves. When we don't read the labels on medicines, when we don't pay attention to the Surgeon General's warning, when we deliberately do something that will hurt us, there's no one else we can blame. Then sometimes we suffer because we have tampered with nature. Now, what I mean is, when we pollute the air, the water, the land, the end result is often disease. Our unwise use of land sometimes produces corrosion, floods. When we tamper with nature, we suffer. Sometimes nature even warns us, but we don't listen. The result? We suffer. For example, some time ago I went to Galveston Island in Texas. My family and I watched for a while the surfers riding the waves. We went into a restaurant to get something to eat. And the waitress told us that the surfers love it best when there's a hurricane brewing close to the island, making bigger waves. Now, when the hurricane hurts them, who's going to get the blame? Well, there are some who would blame God for doing it, when it was God, through nature, warning us. Also, as you might know, in California, the earth, for some reason, is under great stress, meaning that we people ought to plan how our buildings are to be constructed. Yet, believe it or not, once upon a time, there was a 16-story building constructed there to replace a hospital that had been torn down by an earthquake. Yet, when they built that new building, there were no provisions in it to withstand any tremors of earthquakes in the future. Now, who do you suppose is going to get the blame when that new building is knocked down and possibly people are killed? There's no doubt that many will blame God for it. Our problem is nature warns us, and we don't listen, so we suffer. Now, I know that sometimes the innocent suffer too, but don't blame God, not even for that. God doesn't promise we won't suffer. He simply says He is the burden bearer. He's not the burden. He's the burden bearer. Sometimes it's only when we suffer that we can really see that, you know, that God cares. For God is in the rescuing business. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. If you're having a struggle right now, if you're burdened and troubled, write me in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.